Kedushin Shir Zion, by the way, Shishul Chof Gimel Kislev, Hetoshim Mehe, December 17, 1984, on Monday, continue.
But you see, the Rabbot doesn't mention Joseph Kennedy. He doesn't mention Joseph Kennedy. In other words, you see, there are certain Rabbonim, especially the Gerin Rabbonim, they are so machmir in these things that are really much more than Karen and Shabbos. They are very likely, you know, to be later in Karen and Shabbos. I mean, instead of in a city where the Rishishim is there, but has to show it that the canopy, instead of material, should consist of flowers. Ooh, it's like being matter and Rishishish. I mean, it doesn't make sense. You see, I heard from my father. I mean, my father was saying, what? I mean, what is it? I mean, the canopy, that's hupir. I mean, that is hupir. How do you conceive that? So my father said, that's the reason as to why there are more. V'ahminik poshet achshof nikris chupo mokin shemachmisin yiriyo p'chuso al gabi k'humoseis u'machmisin tachteo hachosom v'akalo b'rabim u'mkacho shom u'mvorchim shom b'rasirasim nisuyim v'ahakim yulichim eisom v'beisom ואיכלים ביחד מוקים צנוע, וזה החופו הנהגס עכשיו. It's a strange question. וזה החופו הנהגס עכשיו. What do you mean הנהגס עכשיו? חופי is חופי. So it's not trying to say הנהגס עכשיו. It's a חופי. Why? He's just trying to tell us that that's the name. No, the Rambo tells us the name. In other words, the Rambo is trying to explain how could that affect the Sunni? How could that affect the Sunni? So the Rambam explained, actually the real chupeh means yafrisen, rishti. As the Rambam says, you see the Rambam mentions three separate elements. He should bring her to her house, to his house, he should have privacy with her, and yafrisen, rishti. What is it? It's three ingredients. Three ingredients in Nisui. Nisui means the fact that he is mafkisa. He sets her aside, his biyachet her, as his wife. But if he doesn't have these three elements, so it's not considered that he was mafkisa as his wife. So the fact, you know, today the minhag is, that's what Rambam says, the universal practice is to symbolize the fact that the Chosin decided to be Yachidar as his wife by spreading a canopy, by setting up a canopy over the place of the Dushin and the recitation of the Brochas, and to eat, and then they eat Biyachat. So that's why there is a minhag, you know, to eat together and invite guests. I mean, this is all symbolic of the fact that the Chosin decided to be mafkish her as his wife. So the actual nisuin consists of the fact that he was miyachidar as his wife. But this miyachidar as his wife is symbolized by certain things. What is the custom? The custom is to be symbolized by a canopy and so on. So Mele, we don't have to say, I mean, it has to be material that if that is the minhag to make a canopy out of flowers, so it just as good. What's the yichas with material? It's the same thing. And it's not this setting up of the canopy that is nisuin. The nisuin consists in the fact that he is miyachid her as his wife. Not just yichud in the sense of wives. See, the fact that he is miyachid her as his wife. But that is symbolized by a canopy. And that's a minhag achshav. You see, if it hadn't been the minhag, so it wouldn't constitute hafrosha l'ishtei. Why does that constitute hafrosha l'ishtei? Because that's the minhag. to symbolize and to express the fact that he decided to be mafkis her as his wife by setting up again. All right. That's why he says, in other words, what Rambam is saying, suppose it hadn't been the universal practice to make the suit that way, and then one would think all of a sudden, he will make that wedding that way. It wouldn't be the suit. Why is it the suit? Because it's the universal practice to symbolize the decision to be mafkis her as his wife by setting up. Oh. Now look into the Chalkas Mechekik. In Simen Nun Hei, Siftes, the Chalkas Mechekik was also Bada. In other words, how is it that we have the practice of making the Bedekum, before the Gush? What kind of Nisuyim could have? Vamile Poshet Achshof Litvichub, Ein Dibach, She'onu Neyagim Kidurei Kulom. In other words, Ramo mentions that our Minigi is just to treat the canopy as chuppah. But he says, but now, after his Ramor is to do everything. Shenoal Shonu Neyadi Gidrikula, Uvibabik, Kishimechasin Rishakalo, Zehinume, Vinikro Chuppe, Ridasa Tesis. I know, Mashkosa was there. So apparently, in the days of the Bach, so the Bedekum took place hours. At least among us, so it takes place a short time just before they march to the Chuppah, they march to the Dushans. But in the days of Bach, so the Bedek took place early in the morning, and the Dushan took place later in the afternoon. It didn't matter, as long as that was the minute. Shonu Neyagikid Rekulom, Uvabekia Kishinachasin Reishakalo, Zeinume Vinitko Chupo Lidasa Tesis, I know Mashkosa Vizit. Kolmo Kinire Poshin, Kolz Manshal in Iskacho, in Chupo Kene Kid Magdush, Rakesh in Iskacho, Nikreis Limafreya Nisuo Lidasa Tesis. Now, even though he uses the Loshon Limafreya, he doesn't mean, let's say, suppose the Dushan took place at 6:30 and the Bedekum took place at 5:30, let's say. So it doesn't mean the Chalkas Mechekik, it doesn't mean that she is considered a Nisuo as a 5:30. How could we say that before the Dushan is Nisuo? Suppose Chas V'Sholem, she is Mizane, you know, after the Bedekum and before the Dushan. It's ridiculous. It's inconceivable. What he means in Afreya, he didn't use the expression in Afreya in a very strict sense. He means in Afreya that he doesn't have to make another chuppah after the push. But he really, in Afreya, the Chalkas Mechekik means that once the Bedekum took place in the morning, so then when in the afternoon he gives her the tabas, she becomes as of the moment of the Tabas, so the Kabbalah said Tabas, she becomes a Nisua. That's what he means, Limafreya. He doesn't mean Limafreya, she is a Nisua L'chol Advorim. L'chol Advorim. L'chol Advorim as of early in the morning. Udasha Haposkin, that Nisua means Yehud, or Mamesh Yevil Yisrael, they say, so then, we need no one to see, actually, Siardin Yachad Acha Akupo, the Echlim Shom be mocking Tanua. So, now, how is it? Now, Today's practice is that Chosim Bekalo don't eat B'mokim Tzunuah. I mean, they eat together with all the guests. So then it should not be considered a Nisua of Chol HaShites. He mentions L'Che'echol B'mokim Tzunuah. The answer is as long now that might be imply a criticism against the practice in certain Hasidic chasanas where the chosan and the kallah don't sit together in the wedding. But, so it might be a criticism, I don't care. Anyway, so the answer is that if the chosan and the kallah sit together, so that's also considered b'mokim tzunuah. So b'mokim tzunuah means by themselves, not together with everybody else.
Yes?
If of the cow sitting among the women in certain Hasidic weddings, you see it. The cow is sitting among the women and the chosan sitting among the men, so then it's a good minhag that they should eat cake in the neighborhood. But if the chosan kala sit together, so that's also more.
We sat together.
What?
We sat together also.
Okay. All right. I can do it. Now. So on that question, as to whether chuppah can take place before Gdushin, is a machlekes question. The Ramban and the Ritva in Gdushin say, the Mishnah on the Rav points it out, in Perikyut Milchas Hishis. So the shita of the Ramban and the Ritva in Gdushin, that we have Yudalev, in Gdushin, that Ches, the subject of Trilas Bia Kenya Yisoyde, what is the press, no? Da Fyud, I'm sorry. Da Fyud in Dushan is that Chuppah is effective before Dushan. But when it's effective, it doesn't mean that it's effectively, in other words, Lima Freya Mamesh. It means once the Chuppah takes place, once the chuppah takes place, after the chuppah takes place before the Gdushin, and then he's Mikadisher, so the moment of the Gdushin she becomes a Nisur. This is what the Chalkas Mechetik means by Lema Freya. Alright, where did the Ramban say it? The Gemara says, the Gemara has an Abaye, a few of the Gdushin, whether Tchilas Bia Keine, or Yisei Bia Keine. So the Gemara mentions two nafkimim. One nafkimim is the king godel to be mikadish a psulo bibi. Now the halacha is isha b'psuleo yikach. So a king godel has to marry a psulo. He cannot marry a bulo. Can a king godel be mikadish an isha bibi? If we say that chilas bia kene, so the king godel is allowed to be mikadish ipsula bia, because at the time of the gmar bia is considered as a separate bia. So really, at the time of the gmar bia, so she's already his wife, so he's not marrying Ibu. But if we say Sov Bia Kene, then a king godel is not allowed to be mikadish a psula bibi, because when is he can her, when does she become his wife? At the time of the Gmar Bia. But with the Ahoye, she is still not his wife. So that means at the time of the Gmar Bia, he is bo. And a woman who is already a bulo, she bula satsme. So bula satsme is also a solid king godel. That's what That's what the that's what the Gemara says. The Kenyan says the Kenyan, not merely Kenyan. If it's of the Kenyan, so it can, Kenyan could not, is not allowed to be Kenyan, it should be, because that would mean that the time of the Gmar Bia, and she is not his wife yet, so then she will not. So she will be a bull. So you will be bull, I'll be a satsme. So the Rambana is the kashe. The Gemara says that Bosamisun has lino. So Bosamisun has lino. In other words, suppose. Let's say a king godel was mikadosh itzur, and then what he didn't make nisuin as yet, and then he was bala. All right, so say bala, so say this homot, not his mother. All right, so he didn't have it, and then he was bala, so he's not allowed to be nisya, because bulas atzmi is also. That's what the Gemara says in the Gemara. That the Yisrael, Fish of Israel, Yikach, applies to the Nisun, not only to the Dushan. Even if at the time of the Dushan she was Ipsur, but if at the time of the Nisun, she is Ibulo, is not allowed to be Nisir. So, really, the Kampana is the Kashe. Why does the Gemara say, not conveniently, King God will recover the Bibiye? So, if we say, so be a kene, then the king godel cannot be recovered to be. But if we say tchilas be a kene, he can be recovered to be. Why should he be able to be recovered to be, even if we say tchilas be a kene? So tchilas be a kene, the maskon of the Gemara that be only affects us, not nisuin. So mele, by the time of nisuin, she'll certainly be a bullet, even if we say tchilas be a kene. A king godel should not be allowed to be kaddish, a psulim kaddish. That's the Ramban's kashya. So the Ramban gives the teretz, if we say tchilas be a kene, so then there is a situation when it would be mutar for a king godel to be kaddish the beer. Let's say he'll make the nisuin before the gushin, and then he'll be kaddish. The B.A., and if we say Tchilas B.A. Kene, so with the Tchilas B.A. shall become his Nisuo, then when he makes the Nisuin, she shall already be his Nisuo also. So Agavuche, the Ramban mentions in the Teretz that Nisuin is effective even before the Pshat. But of course, the Pshat is, as the Chalkas Mechetik says, it means that once the Dush takes place, so then she becomes a Nisua. The Chalkas Mechetik uses the Loshni, Limafreya, but it doesn't mean Limafreya Mamesh, as of Nisuin, it means as of the Dush. He doesn't require, he's not required to make another chuppah. Another and the Ritva says the same thing as the Rambam. However, the Mishnah Melachim did even chassisha, so he mentions Teisves in Gomezak in Zayin, the first Teisves in Zayin and Teis, where Teisves implies that chuppah has to take place after the Kedusha. And if the chuppah takes place before the Kedusha, so then it's not effective. So he has to make another chuppah. Another chuppah. Because that's null and void. The chuppah before the Kedusha. And the Kedusha Arashba in the promise also that from Zion says the same thing. And then he mentions in the name of Rabbi Yeruchem the Mishnah Melach in the Rambam Perkud Chasishes that if the chuppah took place before the Kedusha, so another chuppah has to take place. So we have a machlekes rishayim. He machlekes rishayim, you know, on that question. Omer avune chupet yinu kal vachaymeh. Ma ken fin ma chupet chume keine. Chup, so, kesef is kal. Kesef is not so effective as chupet. Because kesef is not capable to be machal b'tumo. So still it is keine, so chupad is chomu, that it's machil, so certainly it's keine, and it didn't she tipte. Because if it is machil, when it reise, wo am arule dvartil, arus bat Yisroel echel, and b'tumo shenem lekein, ki iki nefeshki en kaspe, vaiki en kaspe, u matam omu, that arusso is not echel, arusso skeel, is not echel, b'tumo, at yikonis echupo, That's the Rabbon. Gzeire shemoy yimzuglu keiz li beisavir vitashkenu lo achiyo la achisel el pori choche uma keze shei negei mea is keine so kesef is not so effective kesef cannot be gei mea lo yitzion de shusavir vima isi yodeo uchrosa is keine so kesef that is relatively calm It cannot be gained, it cannot consummate the Kenyanishes. It can only affect Dush, but not be gained the Kenyanishes. So, still, it is capable of being gained, of affecting Dush. So, Chupesh Gimeres can even consummate, so certainly it can affect the initial Kenyanishes. And it being Shetik. Mali Kesef Shachit Bin Deishas Mais Hashemi. So maybe Kesef, even though in one respect it's Kal, but it has the Chumre, it is effective in being Deishas Mais Hashemi. So that's why it can be Kenet also. But Chupet does not have that Chumre of being capable of being paid Deishas Mais Hashemi. So Mele is not Kenet. Be it a Chiyak. Be it. So be also is kene. Mal be shchikin be vome kesef bechiyah. Chol rabbi lo yuri ze kvize ve lo yuri ze kvize. Hata ashore shebehen. Shekin be alme ve kene kam. Hata no o vichupe shekin be alme ve kene kam. Mal is ala ashore shebehen shekin ha meoson merube. Shtar yechiyah. It's also kene. It's not a meoson merube. Mal ist da schon nicht in was ist heuer, so it has that humre. It can evolve, it can affect Gerish, because it will be a chiv. Don't have that humre, it's still there came. The whole rabbi knew it is a kvize, 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 So learn how in a matzino from keset shtar and bie. So they are relatively calm. Relatively calm, they cannot be gained. And still, the Akene, so chupe that is relatively homo, it can be gained of the Kenyanishes, so certainly should have that effect of being gained. Malas la shalishven shchiyesh na bal kocho, I mean, kesef shtaren bie had the chumre of being effective in certain case, bal kocho. So Shekin Rashi says, Shekin Baume, Bir Vome, Starbirishi, because it's almost real. So therefore, so the question is, how can Rabbuna learn out his Rashovei and Mitzinu from Kesef Shtar Ubiye, which are relatively Kal and they are Kene, so Fupe, which is relatively Homo, certainly Kene, but maybe these three, which are relatively Kal in one respect, in the respect that they cannot be Gemeir, but on the other hand, they have the Chumre, that they are affected by Kolchov, Mashenkin Chupe. So we don't have any situation where it's affected by Kolchov. So he says, the Ravune Keset Mie Bishes, we Ashkechon Balkov. So, but we don't find that Keset should have the Chumre Mishes. So Keset, so is affected by Kocho regarding Mechiras Abbas, but that's not Ishes. And even according to Ramtam's Pshat, as we saw before, that it means the fact that the body can be Yayim al Kocho, but that Kesef is originally not given the Terazdush. Some melee, we don't find Kesef Balkon. Omar Rabbi Sheitzulis Bidogo Chod Yisholishnan against Rabune Yisholishnan Vidalet Loitnan. Chod Yisholishnan Rabune, the Chupin Skene. So the Mishnah, instead of saying that the Mishnah Niknees, the Sholish Dorachim should say the Arba Dorachim. So that indicates that an issue is not nikkei the chupi. That's one kashe against Rabbi. He learns out in Matzinu. From what? From Kesef Shtar Ubiye, which are relatively kaul, and still the akene, so chupi, which is relatively homo, should also be kene, or certainly be kene. But how can you learn out in Matzinu of chupi from Kesef Shtar Ubiye, the void klum chupe gemere sella al the kedushin, the chigamre chupe shaloy al the kedushin, the chupe shal the kedushin. How can we say that chupe is relatively chom? How can we say that chupe is relatively chom? Why? Because it is gemere. Whereas Kesef Shtar Ubiye is not gemere. But chupi is gained only after kesef. So how can you learn out that chupi should be gained without kesef? Then the second time against Ravunas Yalfus. Why is gum chupi the marashal allow the dushin? The chidamlinon chupo shall the dushin. The chidamlinon. Chupa shaloi al yushin, chupa shaloi al yushin. Omul abaye, chodika amod gimu utnam, dalet lo utnam. That's no kash. Tana nilse l'ksir behedi katoni. Nilse l'ksir behedi aloi katoni. The Tana in the Mishnah only mentions those kinyoni of yushin that are written the perish in the Tana. Written the perish in the Tana. But chupa is not written the perish in the Torah. He says, "Uli kamrat klum chupu gemeres al dikdushin, Ravune nam vehoche kama, uma kesef shen gemera ha kesef." So kesef is relatively kal, because vis-a-vis chupa, because chupa is effective after kesef, but kesef after kesef is not effective. Suppose it's in Kaddish, the issue is Kesef, and then 30 days later, 3 months later, a year later, he gives a Kesef again, Mishin Yisui, so it's not effective. So Kesef is relatively called vis-a-vis Chupo, because Chupo is effective Raha Kesef, and Kesef is not effective Raha Kesef. Uma kesef shen gemera ha kesef. Iskene הוא פשוט עם ארץ, אחר כסף, וחומו, אין עדין שתיק, שתי תשובי דולר, לא חופים על כסף. הוא מרז, כבר חופשי מרז, כמו שאני מרז על החדושים, איך התבולות מחופש להדושים, מחופש על דידושים, מחופש על דידושים. Because there is no halachas mentioned that this is just has to do with droshes and I don't think there is time for it. No. Now the thesis, the other two thesis, so are important. Malasa Shalifan Shakin Balko, the Afropish and Isa Bitat Kamala Kupa Balko. Kidin can be take away Loihoshi Balko. Kidin can be take away Loihoshi Balko. Vintima Katash Kahano Kupa Balko, the Jude Labin Sunis, the Ninso Shaha Jude, Kinse Rodin, the Kupa Alko Hijab, the Yishrina Afro Pishai Jude Yochelas Balko Hijab. Why? Because of the special Zeus Akosu, but the chupe that requires dasa, a chupe tzorach lasis milas. The ravune keset bishes milash kano balko, afo pishol, shol, mikabish diktano balko, mikol mokin kibim shihu mi dasa ov, mikore balko. Kibagish, vei, the chupe namash kano kai gabi, shol, meisir, es bitiktano, as bidiktano lechub, as bidiktano lechub. All right.